This is BI Radio.
Hello and welcome. My name is Derek Schrainer. Recent years have seen tremendous growth in the business intelligence and business analytics communities. Organizations around the globe are interested in cost savings and growth. They're looking forward and adapting. In recent years, IBM has presented a list of innovations with the potential to change how we live, work, and play in the very near future. And it's called the 5 in 5. To discuss the next 5 in 5, I'm joined by Don Campbell, Chief Technology Officer, Business Analytics. We'll hear about the transformation ahead and how emerging technologies have the potential to make existing cities smarter.
Well, there are various aspects of how technology comes into play in a smarter planet. And one of the things that we've observed is how information is much more voluminous than it ever was before. We are collecting information at an incredible rate. The second informational challenge is in the variety of information. So information isn't just about the structured data that we've become accustomed to, but it's video and imagery and audio content, just like this podcast. Unstructured data of all types, and the estimates are that perhaps 80% of the data that we have to consume on a daily basis is really of these unstructured types. And the third area of focus is really around the velocity of decision making. So we are presenting our business users and other information consumers with this massive problem of having all of this data and in all the varieties that it exists in, and requiring them to make some kind of decisions out of it. So trying to enable these information consumers to be effective with this information is a very challenging task. And so it's gone well beyond the business user. We are faced with these kinds of challenges now in this new information age of ours all throughout our life and in every aspect of how we not only work, but how we live and how we play. Because the world essentially is changing. The world itself is becoming much more instrumented. And we've never had such a free-flowing amount of information available to us as humans before. So there's great change in this technical space, and technology is really at the forefront of enabling these new opportunities for us. But of course, with that comes a great amount of challenges as well, too. And we have to step up to making those changes and taking on those challenges in order to harvest the value that this technology brings.
Okay, so we've spoken on sort of very grand levels. How does it affect a person at a smaller, granular level?
Well, that's a really good question, because some of these thoughts are big thoughts for sure. And yet we're all trying to live our lives with newer technologies and understand how they impact us. And one of the messages that IBM puts out is what we call the next 5 in 5. And that is essentially describing the next big 5 technologies that will impact our lives in the next 5 years.
When you say the 5 technologies, is it a set 5 technologies? Is it 5 technologies that change from time to time?
Every year, we come up with what we believe is that the next 5 big technologies. And we talk about them in a way that's somewhat science fiction, perhaps unattainable.
But aspirational.
Aspirational for sure. But in all cases, they're very grounded in reality, and they are the subject of many efforts. We're always working on the ones that we specify and have total confidence that as a planet, we can get there in the next 5 years.
Can you specify the 5 that we're looking at?
Sure. As we talked about smarter planets in the past, That's very, very grand in scale. But we all live and breathe inside of a much narrower focus. And when we look at the population and how it's growing and changing, what we see is massive trends towards urbanization. So more people are living in cities than ever before, and the cities need to be smarter in order to react to some of these growing population changes. We know that there becomes more issues that it creates and again, more opportunities for those cities to become smarter. So the next five and five this year is really around the infrastructures related to cities and how to make cities smarter. So the five in five for this year are number one, that, and these are in no particular order, the cities will have a healthier immune system. So it's all around the health of cities and how do we establish and share and get ahead of healthcare issues for our cities. The second one is around city buildings. We'll be able to sense and respond like living organisms. We live in many cases in large buildings, work in buildings, do other activities inside of large buildings. And having a building live more like an entity and be able to respond to the needs of that building all on its own becomes very critical. The third one is that cars and buses will run on empty. We're talking about where there will be no need for the use of non-usable and renewable energy resources and not requiring them to use the types of energy sources that they use today. The fourth one is that smarter systems will quench cities' thirst for water and save energy. So we seem like we have a lot of water accessible, but it turns out it's not in its usable state. It costs us a lot in energy to be able to transform that water to be usable. And so treating and dealing with these water systems will help cities be much more effective in continuing to allow its constituents to live and grow. And the fifth one is that cities will respond to a crisis even before the emergency phone call. So as we get more and more people in our cities, we have more and more requirements to deal with crisis situations within our cities. And in fact, to be able to get ahead of them to the point where we can predict the crisis situation and can start to alleviate that situation before it occurs. So those are the five key elements that we call the next five and five. And we're working hard to make each and every one of them a reality for our planet in the next 5 years.
For more information about smarter cities and the next five and five, please visit ibm.com/smartercities.
Connect with IBM Business Analytics on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube from our new Business Analytics community pages on IBM.com. Share ideas and connect with your peers. Contribute your views to our rapidly growing group of Cognos and SPSS software experts and users. Simply point your browser to ibm.com/software/analytics/community. That's ibm.com/software/analytics/community. Insights into business analytics from the people who shape the industry. This is BI Radio.